The first method we're going to look at is social accounting and audit, and that's going to be presented by Gianni Zappala, wearing several hats. And the organisation is Beyond Empathy, and I think is Libby, and assisted by Libby Darlison, who's director of the Miller Group, and all of the details are in the lengthy bios. We're doing well with time. So we've got a microphone and this one. Did you need both?
Big one's got a PowerPoint.
Where did
PowerPoint come from? Okay, well, good morning, everyone, and welcome. And it's good to be... I've recognised a few familiar faces out there, some of us who have been working and trying to encourage movement in this field probably over the last 10 years. So it's good to see this level of interest in measuring social impact. Now, given the limited time that we've got for this session, so half an hour for each of the different methods, I thought it was best that I just limit my comments to some introductory remarks so that I could leave more time for Libby and Kim to talk more specifically about the experience that they've had with social accounting and audit, particularly as they've just been through that process. So I wanted to preface my comments, I guess, wearing my Westpac Foundation hat first, and the role that the Westpac Foundation has played in this particular area. And since we began funding external or providing grants to external not-for-profit organisations in 2000, the Foundation has always placed a strong emphasis on evaluation. So we've always said to organisations that we've funded, it's important that your project is evaluated, and we've also recognised that evaluation costs money, and so we've also said to organisations, make sure that you budget for the cost of that evaluation in your application to us. Now, several years ago, my colleague Lisa Waldron, who's here in the audience today, realised that just providing money wasn't enough in terms of both the comments that we were hearing from organisations and our own understanding. And so what we did was we set up several processes to provide skills in project design and evaluation to the organisations that we fund. And in particular, the program or the area that we focused on was one that we'll hear from a little bit later, and that was the log frame approach. And we began running a two-day workshop. We invited Kim to run that workshop, where we got organisations to go through that process. And that's been very successful. And we've had some great feedback from the organisations, and hopefully you'll see that in the presentation a little bit later today. But we also learnt from this experience that the more we started to think about the potential of funding, and this gets to Mark's point about the different units of analysis, that the more we started to think about not just funding projects, but funding organisations and looking at the impact, or measuring the impact not just of a project, but how could we assess the impact of an organisation, we realised that we needed to look a little bit further than Logframe. And that took us, and a few years ago, and I think Libby was part of that movement as well, there was interest in Australia. There was a visit by John Pearce around 2003, I think, in the whole social accounting and audit process. And so we decided to, a couple of years ago, pilot the use of social accounting and audit with an organisation that we funded. And given the longer term nature and the different style that is involved with social accounting and audit, we decided not to go the workshop route, but to, fortunately or unfortunately for Kim's sake, to pilot it with one organisation that we had funded. And it was a voluntary process. But because we saw that this was a different kind of process, we engaged Libby Darlison, and she'll speak about the work that she does in a moment, to actually assist Kim and Beyond Empathy through that process. So it was more of a one-on-one facilitation and skill building role. So, excuse me, I just wanted to give that by way of context. As I said, it feeds nicely into Mark's point around the different levels. So we recognised our first focus was on evaluating the impact of projects. We've now kind of moved to that next level of saying, well, how do we assess or look at the impact that an organisation as a whole might have? And that's where I think social accounting and audit has some strengths over some of the other some of the other methods or frameworks. And so just a few quick words about social accounting and audit. In the words of the SAN, Social Audit Network in the UK, social accounting and audit is about proving and improving. Okay. So firstly, proving the value of the organisation, so not necessarily the project, but the whole organisation, and then using that information that you get from that to improve the way that the organisation goes about doing things in the future. The other point I think it's important to make, and I'm sure it'll be made several times today, is that social accounting and audit is a process and a framework, okay? not a method as such, that enables an organisation to monitor and evaluate the work that it does through, importantly, engaging and involving the stakeholders in that process. So it's very much a stakeholder engagement process, and then providing that information that comes out of the audit back to those organisations, to those stakeholders. And also it does build on an organisation's existing data systems, policies and procedures that it has in place. So it's not a method, nor is it an external evaluation. So I think that's important to say, speaking on behalf of a funder, that we don't see this process as assessing the value or the merit of whether we should fund or not fund an organisation, but really we think it's important to for organisations that we fund to, I can see Mark shaking his head there, we think it's important for organisations to be aware, and we want to encourage them to use these kinds of methods. And look, and I'll let Kim speak, we certainly didn't put any, I hope we didn't put any pressure on Kim to undertake this process. We made it clear that it was a voluntary process that we felt would be of value to them. So it's not a method, but it's a way for not-for-profits and social enterprises to tell who they are, what they do, how they do it, and what others think of them. Okay. And I think, as I said, it's organisation rather than project-wide. So to conclude, I just want to provide a little background to the way it came about with Beyond Empathy. Beyond Empathy received a T1 grant from the Westpac Foundation the end of 2006, so for the period 2007 to 2009. By T1 we mean these are organisations that we provide a relatively significant amount to over a 3-year period. And we approached Kim and Beyond Empathy at the end of 2007 to see if they would be interested in undertaking the social accounting and audit process. We, as I said, we provided some resources in the form of an external facilitator, and in hindsight, and we're going to debrief on this, I think we probably could have done more in terms of the resources that we provided given the resource intensive nature of the process. But I'll let Kim give you her account of how she found that process. There were several reasons why we chose Kim and Beyond Empathy, and I probably shouldn't go into them because I'll make Kim feel embarrassed. But in part, as I said, it was a pilot case study, and so we wanted to make sure that we succeeded with the pilot and we chose the right organisation. And I can say that the draft social accounts were produced about a month ago, and the social audit process took part then, and I can say that we're pretty happy with that. We're very happy, in fact, that we did make the right decision in choosing Kim and Beyond Empathy to go through that process. So enough from me, and I'll just hand over to Libby now, and then Kim.
Thanks, John.